It's National Library Week, but in Prattville, Alabama, it's a time of stress for librarians. Troy Public Radio's Ann Kend reports the suburb of Montgomery is at the center of Alabama's book challenges.
On a recent spring evening, a small group of protesters showed up in downtown Prattville.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, this library board has got to go.
They're holding signs that say things like ban bigots, not books, and all books are important. The protest comes after new members on the Public Library Board had asked Library Director Andrew Foster to review 113 books for sexual content. When he tried to get clarification, the board's lawyer at the time, Laura Clark, answered in email.
One email that included Laura Clark giving advice on how or whether he could remove books from the library.
That's journalist Jacob Holmes, who'd filed an open records request with Foster to see the email exchange. The board then fired Foster because they said the emails were privileged information and should not have been released without their permission.
And that is the apparent impetus of what caused them to call the meeting to fire Andrew Foster.
The board didn't comment for this story. Foster, who's suing to get the job back, also didn't comment, but his former colleague, Lacey Sutherland, was at the protest. She's one of three other librarians fired for supporting Foster.
Basically, we had an old-fashioned stand-down, like in the old Wild West, except there was a circulation desk between us.
Sutherland says she loves the Prattville Library, but is now applying elsewhere.
As much as I would love to have my job back, I am moving on. I can't wait forever for them to see the light, and I can't not have a job.
The Prattville Library controversy is not new to Casey Meehan. She's with PEN America, which advocates her writers. She says across the country, people are losing their jobs in fights like this.
Individual librarians, educators, library directors are being dismissed from their roles for defending and for protecting and for advancing the freedom to read.
At the protest, Nancy Klisterka worries that more book bans are not far off. She's a retired librarian.
Believe me, when they get the LGBTQ books out of there, then it'll be the books on the Civil War because white people are portrayed in a poor light. And then it'll be books on religions that are different from their own. There's no stopping these people.
She's referring to conservative groups like Clean Up Alabama, which is behind the Prattville Book Challenge. The group would not comment for this story. Prattville's library has an interim director and is open, but a Facebook post asks the public for patience as it's understaffed. For NPR News, I'm Ann Kenda in Prattville, Alabama.